Well, the festive season does seem to be upon us. The lights, the decorations, the music, all those things that we enjoy. And normally I'm one of those people who thinks, let's not start that too early. But in these uncertain days, well, I think bring it on. We need that. We need that lift. We need that smile on our faces. So it is good to see all those things around us, the lights, the music, those strange ads for perfume on TV that you're never sure what they're advertising or why. All those things that mark out that it's Christmas. Even the office parties, but perhaps we better not say anything about those. It's a festive season, but not for everybody. Not everybody finds it a joyful season, because there's a gap. There's an empty seat. There's a loved one who's not there. And it's hard. And in many ways, this season just seems to ramp up the pain of grief. And it's hard to be festive. For some folks, there's that heartbreak of a relationship that has just gone wrong and broken. And again, the festive Christmas season just seems to highlight that. Maybe it's just another year of suffering that people have been through. Whatever it is, there are lots of reasons that many people find this a joyless time, a wearisome time, just because of their experiences and what's going on in their own heads and their own hearts. And yet we long for that joy. We look for that joy. We search for that joy in lots of different reasons, lots of different places, lots of different things. And just putting my jacket on this morning, I thought, need to find my badge again this year, and there it was in the drawer. And you'll not see it from back there, but it simply says Jesus is the reason for this season. I need to be reminded of that. We all need to be reminded of that, because it's so easy to be sucked into everything else. Things which are good and right and proper and things which we should enjoy, but they can become such a distraction, a diversion for us, that we forget. We forget who it is we worship. And we look in all these different places and different directions for that joy which just seems to slip away from us. We need to go back to remembering that Jesus is the reason for the season, and in him to find our joy. Jude read for us that Psalm 16. Maybe an odd choice for Advent. Not very Christmassy, Stephen. It's a psalm that arises out of David's prayers during danger. We're not entirely sure what the background is, but he's certainly under pressure. He's in danger. Perhaps it's written in that time when he's on the run, when he's hiding, not knowing what the next day will bring. And yet, David says in the middle, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices. In the midst of danger, in the midst of being chased, oppressed, threatened, whatever is going on in his life, he speaks of joy, he speaks of gladness. How do you do that, David? David, when the world seems to be imploding around you and perhaps on top of you, how can you talk about joy and about gladness? We need to remember that joy, the joy of which the Bible speaks, that joy is not happiness. Happiness, yeah, we all want to be happy. But it's based on circumstances around us. So when we're with family and friends or times are good, we feel happy. When we're in places that we enjoy, we feel happy. Move us out of there, move us away from our family and friends, and that happiness goes. Happiness is governed by our circumstances, by what's going on around us. But here's the truth that the Bible teaches from beginning to end. You can feel a deep joy even when life has you in its pits. And that's an amazing thing. Joy is lasting. Joy is lasting because it is based on God's presence. That's what the psalmist says. He's joyful because God is present with him. Even though the world around him seems to be against him, David finds joy in God. Those inner attitudes don't have to reflect our outward circumstances. David's inner attitude was one of joy and of gladness and of rejoicing, even though what was going on around him didn't look much like those things. We're not sure what was happening around him, but we are sure of his inner gladness and joy. You fill me with joy in your presence. That's what David says. You fill me with joy in your presence. And this is good news. This is great news. Because it means that our world doesn't have to be perfect for us to experience joy. Sometimes we think, if only I had, if only I was, if only I could be, if only I could go, then I'd be happy. The Bible teaches no. Even though the world around us is not perfect, we can know that joy, that gladness, that rejoicing because of God and his love for us in Jesus Christ. And that's great news for us because our lives are not perfect. Our lives are not perfect. And Jesus comes into this imperfect world, not just to bring good news, but to be the good news. Not just to tell us that we have gladness and joy, but to give us the reason to have gladness and joy. Shepherds out on those Bethlehem hillsides, just going about their humdrum work, looking after those sheep, sitting around the fires, probably trying to keep warm, keeping an eye on their sheep. And then there's this blinding light. There is this chorus of angels. Now, sometimes I think because we're so familiar with the Christmas story, we sort of pass over that. And we lose a sense of fear that there must have been. To be out on a mountainside and suddenly the whole place illuminated, suddenly a choir of angels, what else would you do other than be terrified? And sometimes we think, oh, shepherds, imagine being scared. I think in the same situation, we would have been just as scared, if not more so. And yet, into that imperfect world, what's the message that's brought? Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. You may be terrified. You may be uncertain. You may be anxious. But I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. That's not, I bring you a new way of thinking. I bring you some positive thinking ideas. I bring you news of a new initiative that will help those who live on hillsides. It's none of that. It's a Savior that's born to you who is Christ the Lord. Here is the good news. Here is our joy in Jesus. That's why Isaac Watts's hymn just simply says, joy to the world. Why? The Lord has come. Not new teaching, new understanding, new things, new initiatives, new systems, new processes. None of that. Joy to the world, for the Lord has come. And that's our joy in Jesus. We sing, and we have sung that lovely carol, O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. And so we should sing. Faithful, joyful, triumphant. But just during the week, I read somewhere of somebody who turned it upside down and sang, O come all ye faithless, joyless, and defeated. Because in reality, that's often how we feel. And the invitation is not for those whose lives are perfect, whose lives are so good they can go out on Instagram and be influencers for the world. These are for real lives. And the person who wrote this about being faithless, joyless, and defeated just said, that's often how we feel. And that's why Jesus came. Christmas is for those who are weary. The Lord has come. For those whose lives are a mess, the Lord has come. For those who are broken, the Lord has come. I bring you good news of great joy. For the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord has come. Jesus is the reason for the season. When Joseph is told that his fiancée Mary will have a son, he doesn't quite know what to do. There's all of the social embarrassment of a child born out of wedlock, of a child who would always bear that stigma. And Joseph wonders what to do. Maybe the best thing would just be to quietly let Mary go. And God reassures him through an angel and says, no, she will have a son. And you will give him the name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. And there's our joy. The joy of sins forgiven. No longer do we have to carry that burden of guilt. No longer do we face condemnation. Because of Jesus, we can know the joy of sins forgiven. We have the joy of being in the very presence of Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. And like David, to find joy in his presence. We have the joy of heaven. For when Jesus returns, and part of our Advent themes is simply that Jesus will come again. When Jesus returns, he will gather his own. And we will have that joy of heaven. Whereas, in the Lord of the Rings, that lovely phrase, all sad things will become untrue. And we will know joy forever. That is my prayer, that together we will have a joyful Christmas. And enjoy, family, friends, in whatever way we can, enjoy the good things around us, but much, much more so, it is my prayer that together we will have a joyful Christmas because we find our joy in Jesus. and in him, we have every reason to be joyful.